Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a moment, settle your heart, and let's step into God's presence together. Today's devotional is titled, Strengthening Your Inner Man, and our Bible text is from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, which says, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Let me begin with a powerful story from the Bible, the story of David at Ziklag in 1 Samuel chapter 30. David returned from battle only to find that his city had been burned, and his wives and families had been taken captive. The Bible says something very striking. David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him. Everything around him had collapsed. Support system gone. Encouragement gone. Even his own men turned against him. But then comes a powerful turning point. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6. No prophet was there. No friend stepped in. David drew strength from within, his inner man connected to God. And that's what we're talking about today. There is a version of you that people see, the outer man. But there is another version of you that God sees, the inner man. The truth is, life doesn't defeat you from the outside first. It weakens you from the inside. So let me ask you, how strong is your inner man today? What happens when pressure comes? Do you collapse or stand firm? Because storms are inevitable, but collapse is optional. The Apostle Paul prayed for believers, not for money, not for fame, but for inner strength. Because when your inner man is strong, you can withstand anything life throws at you. Beloved, how do you strengthen your inner man? Let's quickly look at this one through God's word. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Your spirit feeds on the word. Let me ask you, what are you feeding your spirit daily? Is it fear, social media, or God's word? As believers, we have to be very careful of what we feed our eyes, especially from the social media. The social media has gone so perverse that people just post nonsense in the name of content making. You must feed on the Word of God daily. For your encouragement, even if it's just one verse a day, stay consistent. The Word builds spiritual stamina over time. Read it. 2. Through prayer and fellowship with God. Jude chapter 1 verse 20 says, building up yourselves, praying in the Holy Ghost. Prayer is not just talking, it is spiritual strengthening. When last did you pray beyond routine? When last did you truly connect? Hear this, God is not far from you. Every sincere prayer strengthens your inner man, even when you don't feel it immediately. And 3, through trusting God in difficult seasons. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. David didn't wait for things to get better. He strengthened himself in God in the middle of chaos. Are you waiting for things to be perfect before trusting God? Remember, strength doesn't come after the storm. It is built within the storm. Listen carefully. When your inner man is strong, you won't break under pressure. You won't lose yourself in hard times. You will stand even when everything else is falling. As you go this morning, I prophetically declare over your life, you will not collapse under pressure in Jesus' name. You will not lose your joy. From this moment, your inner man is receiving divine strength in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment and ask yourself, what has been weakening me internally? Am I intentional about my spiritual growth? Do I depend on external encouragement more than God's presence? Actions for the day. Today, do these three simple things. 1. Spend at least 10 minutes in God's Word. 2. Pray sincerely, even if it's short. 3. Speak strength over your life, not weakness. Small, consistent steps lead to a strong inner man. Beloved, the world celebrates outward success, but heaven celebrates inward strength. Because when your inner man is strong, you can survive anything and still rise. You are not weak. You are being strengthened from the inside out. As we go today, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this with me with faith. I am strengthened in my inner man by the Spirit of God. I am not weak. I am empowered. I stand firm in every situation. I overcome challenges with divine strength. Today, I walk in spiritual stability, courage, and victory in Jesus' name. Say this one more time. I overcome challenges with divine strength. Today, I walk in spiritual stability, courage, and victory in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for this day. Thank you for your word. Today, we ask that you strengthen every listener from within. Where there is weakness, release strength. Where there is fear, release boldness. Let your Spirit empower them to stand strong in every situation. Today is blessed. Their steps are ordered, and their hearts are steady in you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's devotional on Winning Everyday Podcast. If this blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs strength today. Go out there and win from the inside out.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.